So are you still on X, you know, the artist formerly known as Twitter? What are people even talking about on the platform? Elon Musk, of course, bought it a year ago October, and since then it has lost value. Today, the financial firm Fidelity, an investor in X, says the platform has lost 71% of its value since the Elon Musk acquisition. So what happens next? Let's get Robin Farzad's take in 280 characters or a few more. He hosts a public radio show, Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
How are you, Scott? I'm still on the Twitters. I feel like a resistance in the zombie land.
All right. Well, tell us about it. Normally, Robin, we can measure a company's value by looking at its public share price, but there's no public share price for X since Elon Musk took it private and delisted it from the New York Stock Exchange. Now, Fidelity says its shares of X and therefore the overall value of the company fell by 71.5%. So the obvious question is, why the huge drop?
Clearly, value destruction across the board. I mean, ever since he took it over, clearly he bought at a top. Even though tech stocks had a roaring 2023, he came in, he's paid for something with a lot of debt. He brought in several banks at the tune of $13 billion. So he saddled it with debt, let go of a lot of staff, let in a bunch of bots and extremists. And, you know, there's been anti-Semitic dialogue and whatnot. And advertisers cried foul and left. And he kept just making it worse and worse and worse. And it was a slow motion car wreck. And so it's a case study in demand destruction. It's almost like that Broadway play, The Producers. They wanted to destroy the value.
Are you the first to draw that comparison?
I think so. I should get money for that.
Web traffic on X is down 14% compared to last year. Monthly downloads down from 15 million to 10 million as other apps, Instagram, TikTok, see more traffic. So as these X numbers have fallen, has the content changed on X? As you say, you're still there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as liquid as it used to be. You don't see the people that used to be out there, the newsmakers, the those that say I've taken my talents to Threads or Blue Sky. It's not quite the popular bar. And I feel like I'm holding down the fort for people who aren't there anymore because I spent so much time building my clout. I mean, more than a decade, Scott. And this is what he's left me. Of course, I don't pay anything for it, but I feel that there is a backdoor social compact for something like this. But look, even so, he came out in November after the infamous appearance at the New York Times Dealbook Summit, and he said that the advertising boycott could, quote, kill the company. I mean, really? The guy is worth, GDP amounts, and his net worth went up last year because of SpaceX. So the fact that there's kind of a $13 billion debt overhang, the fact that it was written down, this guy could just conjure money out of thin air and take out these banks.
So are you saying that Elon Musk may not be unhappy with these numbers, that he may be actually wanting to destroy X on purpose, as some have suggested?
It sounds so perverse, because why would you shell out something? You have sources and uses for your money. You can go invest in clean tech and in various other things. You just want to burn it down? Are you into just pyromania for that? There are easier ways to buy a company on the cheap. He could have paid $1 or $2 billion to get out of this deal. So it must be the coldest comfort in the world when the banks come around and write down their values because a bunch of Wall Street firms wanted to be close to him. He's like, no problem. I'll just take you out at pennies on the dollar. And it's the biggest self-own in history. But you and I can't get our heads around it because he is so wealthy and he just had another banner year for his net worth.
All right. Robin Farzad, host of the public radio show, Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks.